It's been revealed that hundreds of thousands of Australians could be having heart attacks without even realising it. New research has found that 45% of heart attacks are silent heart attacks. They trigger no obvious symptoms, but they hugely increase the risk of death because you don't know that it's happening. Silent heart attacks strike without the usual warning signs like chest pain and shortness of breath, and they are very dangerous. Silent heart attacks leave the heart scarred by muscle death and triple the chances of people dying from heart problems later in life. I thought it was a good time to get on Dr. Ross Walker. He is cardiologist and 2GB health expert. He's on the line. Dr. Ross Walker, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Always good to talk to you, but not necessarily on these things. It's not the happiest news in the world. Silent heart attacks. Tell me about them.
Yeah, look, we've known about this for a long time. Really, the studies haven't shown that it's been up to 45%. So this is a very disturbing study that's come out of the US. And there's no reason why it wouldn't be the same in Australia as well. And here's the problem. So many people go along until one day they just drop dead suddenly. And then when they have their autopsy, you find out there's a whole lot of scars from prior heart attacks. And see, here's the problem. We all think of the Hollywood heart attack, which is the crushing central chest pain going down the left arm and often people collapse. Doesn't always work like that. You can go to bed one night, you don't feel that well when you wake up and you've had a heart attack overnight, or you might even have any symptoms at all, or you could just have nausea or dizziness, things that people wouldn't really equate with a heart attack, and it ends up being a heart attack.
So I know this sounds like a silly question, but how do we know we're having one?
Well, you don't always know, and this is why I'm a great advocate for preventative medicine. The best treatment of heart disease, cancer, or any modern condition is not to get it in the first place, and that's why people should be having screens. So what I say is that all males at 50, all females at 60, because there's a 10-year lag in heart disease for women, should be having a thing called a coronary calcium score. Now, what that is a CT scan that takes a picture of your arteries, no dye, no injections, and it measures how much muck you've got in your arteries. So if you've got a zero score, you're at very low risk for a heart attack. But if your score is high, you need very aggressive treatment to try and reverse the disease.
All right, I hate to bring finances into this, but what does it cost to get one of those done?
Oh, look, it's variable. The average cost is somewhere between $150 to $200. It's not covered by Medicare, but it is still pretty inexpensive. Some places only flog it for about $75. So it's really not hugely expensive, but it's the most important cardiac test people will have to see whether they're headed for one of these either symptomatic heart attacks or even silent heart attacks.
And is it the case that with one of those tests that you might pick up on evidence if you have in fact been having silent heart attacks, and if there is damage there to the heart, that you would find that in that scan?
Oh, you can certainly get a pointer to it. But then if for example, your calcium score was high, so I say anything above 400 is don't read Tolstoy. So if your score was very high, then you'd go on to have a test called a stress echo where you can certainly pick up the scarring.
All right.
If it's normal, you're reassured.
Okay. All right. Well, a little worrying, but you've reassured me a little bit. Maybe it's $150 or $200. It's a lot of money, but then again, I'd rather know than not know. Always good to talk to you, Ross.
Thanks very much, mate.
Dr. Ross Walker joining us on the line, the cardiologist, on silent heart attacks.